Chris Mack of the Fan Morning Show with you for a little more than another hour and 15 minutes, right up until 10 o'clock. Then Chris Mueller takes over on a Sunday morning here. No Steelers to get ready for. We talk about what the NFL schedule is starting to look like in just a couple of minutes. And Doran Dickerson will join me at 9:25. We talked at length about the Tristan Jarry contract extension, the looming Matt Murray trade we expect to happen in the next couple of days. So we bring in a guy who knows a lot about what's going to go on in the next couple of days because he's fantastic at covering the NHL draft, which happens starting Tuesday, and I imagine knows plenty about what the Penguins could or should keep an eye on with free agency starting in just 5 days. And that's Jesse Marshall of The Athletic. Jesse, let's start here. You're doing this in the midst of a very big moment for your West Ham United.
Huge. You don't just shut out the team at the top of the table like this, Chris.
I know.
This is unprecedented. I'm having a great Sunday.
You are just minutes away from being top three. Top three.
It's like week four, Chris. Come on, we can't get too excited.
I'm sorry. I don't want to build you up just to have it all come crashing down because I know West Ham has done that to you oh so often through the years.
Every
so
year.
we'll keep it on a positive note and just say, hey, five matches in, there could be much worse places to be than in the top three of the table, the Premier League. So for those of you that would like to follow along with Jesse's sometimes painful existence as a West Ham fan, you can follow him on Twitter. Let's talk hockey now. And the Tristan Jarry contract extension, we're not surprised that Jarry's the guy going forward. We knew this was going to be the case. We expect Matt Murray to be traded. We're not going to be surprised when that happens. What would be surprising to you in this Matt Murray saga? Would it be if it doesn't happen before the draft or if it doesn't happen before the start of free agency? Or should we expect Jim Rutherford to hold on to this wild card until he absolutely has it pried from his hands for the maximum return possible?
Well, I think it'll definitely happen before free agency, Chris, because the benefit to doing this deal is that you get to avoid the unknown of having to negotiate with a Braden Holtby or a Henrik Lundqvist. Any of the number of goaltenders that are going to be on the market when that time comes. I mean, securing Matt Murray gives you, you know, solid negotiation rights as a young two-time cup winner. You get to decide the assets you give up for that. So I think that, there's going to be somebody that's going to bite that before, that free agency period opens up, even before that negotiation period in free agency opens up, Chris. I think the question is whether or not they recoup any pick or what pick they get. I think that the Penguins' selling point on this trade is to try to recoup a first-rounder. I don't think they're going to do that. It's rare that you see a first-round pick come back for a goaltender. You could probably name two times in the last 10, 15 years that's ever happened. I think they could probably try to weasel or a second or another third out. I think that's the deal they're waiting on, though, Chris. I think it's the one that gives them back a draft pick from that Kapanen deal. And again, first rounder for me is a little far fetched, but I think they could recoup one that keeps them, you know, potentially up in and around that 70 to 60 mark.
Well, then that would push for getting something done by Wednesday, or at least early in the day on Wednesday, because a second round pick I would think still makes sense unless you're looking to make this the kind of deal where I guess Jim Rutherford could look to offload Jack Johnson's salary as well as a part of this, which would really drive down the return. What do you think is more important to him, Jesse? Creating cap space so that he can go out and play in the shallow end of the free agency pool, or is it getting a legitimate return on this deal?
I think it's getting a legitimate return. And when I say that, Chris, what I mean is perhaps instead of going out and dabbling in free agency, that part that you need comes back in this deal. You know, you may be able to swing that. I don't think that's out of the question. So it may even solve, some of their other roster problems that they've got, potentially killing two birds with one stone here. I mean, if you can go out and find a right-handed defenseman, for your third pairing, that's maybe a win here. I think anytime the phone rings, you're probably looking to unload, maybe like a Jack Johnson has, type situation on your left side. But I think for me, Chris, you could knock them both out with this one deal if you get the right one.
what should we keep an eye on? I mean, I don't want to ask you to build a trade right now here on the air, but I know Gentile and Rossi did a piece in The Athletic this weekend essentially asking readers to do that. I'll just ask you, give me a couple names that people may recognize that could be coming back, whether it's from Calgary, Edmonton, Colorado, wherever it may be that this deal ends up going to.
I don't think it's going to be anything star-studded, Chris. So here's where I'm at. I think they're firmly on pick. I don't think they're interested in prospects at all. So I think if there's a team calling for Matt Murray and is saying, hey, we've got this defenseman down in the American Hockey League, he's been here for 2 years, we think there's potential. I don't think that they may take it, but that's not the backbone of this. People bring up names players like a Dylan DeMello. I don't think that's far-fetched. I think you get a pick and a guy who's maybe a number five that can play on the right side. But other than that, I don't know what to expect here. I don't think that they're going to be recouping anything of substance that's going to score 35 goals, but they could fill out the rest of their roster. I mean, there's no question about that.
Jesse Marshall, The Athletic, with us here on 93.7 The Fan. The NHL draft just days away. Free agency less than a week away. And Tristan Jarry, the owner of a shiny new contract extension, which means a Matt Murray deal is probably imminent from the Penguins and Jim Rutherford. When we look at the draft specifically, Jesse, they don't have a first-round pick, so they very well may not get involved at all on Tuesday, and no second-round pick. So, again, unless they get one back in the Murray deal, it may not get involved until some point in the middle of the afternoon on Wednesday. That being said, who are some of the – you know they're going to take an American-born college player at some point, like the third or fourth round. Who are some of the guys we should keep an eye out for in that regard, some of the prospects that could help them? It could be a part of the next wave alongside the Poulins and the Legarets.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, there's one in particular I got an eye on that's going to fall right into their lap, and I think it'll be of particular intrigue to Jim Rutherford because it's the first ever winner of the Jim Rutherford Trophy in the Ontario Hockey League, and that's a goaltender named Nico Doss out of the Gulf Storm. He's good, and one of the reasons that he's, in the 70s is just because of the glut of defensemen and forwards who are really – this is a deep draft. So any other year, with goaltender being a little bit hotter, he might climb up the rankings a little bit. But, I got to know that Jim Rutherford's pretty keen on this kid, you would imagine, given that he just won the Jim Rutherford Trophy. And Jim Rutherford kind of being a part of that, I know it's got to have him on his radar. And the fact that, Matt Murray's on his way out, I assume maybe Chris Casey-DeSmith might be the backup. We assume, right? We don't know what's going to happen there. But what do you have beyond that? I mean, Emil Larmy's funny on Twitter. Yeah, I don't know that he's got an NHL future. And you're the rest of the cupboard's bare. I mean, goaltender is just as much of a – at this point, Chris, there is no position that isn't a position in need in the draft. They're all a position in need. And I think, goaltender is just as much of that. And noting that, Nico Doss comes in and, Gulf's not the greatest team, not the greatest environment. He posts a .924 save percentage. In his first year taking a full-time load. That's pretty good. For me, name recognition means a lot, and I've got dogs like right at about 73. So with the Penguins picking where they are, there's a real possibility he'll be there.
Interesting. Very interesting. Jesse Marshall, The Athletic, he's the place to go if you're trying to find out more about what the Penguins may do in this draft when they do pick. We'll see if they end up having to wait until the third round or not. Before I let you run, Jesse, we haven't had a chance. I think we come down on similar sides of the Mike Matheson deal, but you watch a ton of tape, a whole lot more than I do. So what should give Penguins fans hope that this guy can be, I guess, a left-handed version of what we got from Justin Schultz as far as reclamation projects go, and now that he's going to be in Pittsburgh, at least contractually obligated to be in Pittsburgh for the next 5 or 6 years?
Well, it's hard to separate contract from player, first of all, Chris. I mean, I know it's tough, right? But if you really do just look at the player, I think he's already better defensively than Justin Schultz was when he got here. I think that his hiccups are just in periods of time, Chris, where, A, he tries to do a little bit too much, and then that hit last, and people in Florida kind of backed this up on The Athletic, Panthers fans in the comments telling me that just to come out and say this, that the Elias Pettersson hit last year really screwed him up. And I think there were times where he was really good physical in front of it. You look at his size, Chris, he's a big defenseman. He can skate, he's rangy. But that hit took his kind of his gusto away. And he's not the kind of player that, that makes that hit and gets suspended. He's not a dirty player. I think this change of scenery for him is good. I think there's some. I think this is more of a Matt Niskanen comparable than it is Justin Schultz. Because Justin Schultz, for me, Chris, when he came over, was he was arguably one of the worst defensemen in the league. Full stop.
Right.
You know, Matt Niskanen was a good, talented, you know, high draft pick that just got lost and didn't really have that sort of, you know, physical element to him. I think Todd Reirden can bring that out of Matheson just like he did Niskanen. And I think for Matheson, sometimes less is more. You know, the puck carrying, you know, that's all there. But he gets his kind of, you know, carry away with it. He locks himself into bad situations. You can clean all that up. For me, Chris, I contract aside, you know, I think this is a player that could be a good third pairing defenseman.
Jesse Marshall of The Athletic, great analytic pieces, great video breakdowns. It's all there. Follow him on Twitter as well. And enjoy the top of the table, my friend, as long as it lasts.
Come on, you Irons.
All right, Jesse Marshall, thanks, Jess. Appreciate it with me here on 93.7 The Fan. He's a huge West Ham fan. For those of you that know anything about the Premier League, you know how difficult it is to be a West Ham fan over the last few years, pretty much forever. And there is, I'm not sure if it's final yet or not. I don't have the scoreboard up in front of me. But they were up 3-0 on Leicester when we started that conversation with Jesse. They should be just about closing it out, and that's going to be enough to vault them into the top three of the Premier League table. Yes, just 4 or 5 weeks into the season, but that's like, let me make this comparison. Had the Pirates started their season like 6-2, right? Before whatever ended up happening to it, you would have been excited, right? You measured excitement, right? But you would have been excited, and that would have been okay. So Jesse's excited that West Ham, and I'm happy for him. Anyway, football, the American kind. Are we actually going to get these games in this weekend? Okay, many of them are just fine. We haven't heard anything about positive COVID tests. But we were very close to the Saints and Lions being delayed. Sounds like a single positive test there was retested and came back negative. They will kick at 1 o'clock. Patriots, Chiefs, we don't know. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Tuesday. Waiting to find out where the testing situation is with both of those teams. As Cam Newton tested positive yesterday for New England, and Jordan Tamu, third-string quarterback for the Chiefs, tested positive yesterday. And we're also still waiting for the Titans to finally have a day where they don't return any positive tests. There were two more in the last 24 hours, and now they've got 18 people within their organization, nine players, nine members of their staff, testing positive, some symptomatic, and forget just rescheduling their game against the Steelers. We may now be talking about the Titans having to reschedule their game against the Buffalo Bills next weekend. This house of cards is very, very close to tumbling, and I'll lay out exactly what I mean in regards to the schedule and what it means for the league coming up next. Plus, Doran Dickerson joins me at 9:25 to talk about that. We'll avoid talking about Pitt with Doran, I think, just to help maintain his own level of sanity.